So before we give a lecture, we were asked to chant some bhajans. Can we get rid of the echo?
Sebelum Maharaj memberikan pelajaran, kita akan menyanyikan bhajan.
And then after we chant some bhajans, we'll speak a little bit.
Dan setelah kita bersama-sama menyanyikan bhajan, maka akan membicarakan sedikit pelajaran sedikit.
Any devotees, are you familiar with these bhajans on the sheet?
Apakah para penyembah sudah tahu bhajan yang ada di kertas ini?
Who knows? Who's familiar with the first one? Doyon Nitai Chaitanya Bole.
Siapa yang sudah tahu lagu yang pertama, Doyon Nitai Chaitanya Bole?
Not so many. How about Gora Pahu?
Bagaimana tentang lagu Gora Pahu?
Not so many. How about Gorangiara Duti Pada?
Kalau lagu yang ketiga, siapa saja yang sudah tahu?
So this is going to be a bhajan class, I guess, huh?
Jadi hari ini akan kelas atau pelajaran tentang bhajan.
Very interesting. Why was I asked to chant bhajans if nobody's? Is it these bhajans they're not familiar with? You don't know. Don't answer that question.
Jadi apakah bhajan-bhajan ini tidak begitu dikenal?
So we'll try chanting the first bhajan.
Kita akan mencoba menyanyikan bhajan yang pertama.
But let me warn you.
Tetapi ada peringatan.
It's complicated.
Cukup rumit.
It's not such a simple thing because it doesn't go from one line to the next as most bhajans go.
Jadi karena tidak langsung dari baris satu ke baris berikutnya seperti halnya bhajan pada umumnya.
So I want you to, right now we're going to do a little practice.
Jadi sekarang latihan dulu.
This is a very fun bhajan.
Sebenarnya bhajan ini mengasyikkan.
It really, when devotees follow it nicely and chant along nicely, the mood is wonderful.
Jadi kalau para penyembah semua bisa bersama-sama menyanyikan dengan baik, maka moodnya itu luar biasa.
And it really helps us to meditate on Lord Chaitanya.
Dan sangat membantu kita untuk memusatkan pikiran kepada Sri Chaitanya.
Because the bhajan ends with the words Gora Kripa Halehe.
Karena bhajannya diakhiri dengan kalimat Gora Kripa Halehe.
Which means that only by the mercy of Lord Gora.
Yang artinya hanya atas karunia Tuhan Sri Gora.
Can we understand what's in the previous line, Eshe Brindavani Radhe Shami Pabe Darshan? Can we get the darshan of Radhe Shami in Vrindavan?
Jadi hanya atas karunia Sri Gora kita bisa dengan kalimat yang sebelumnya Brindavan Radhe Shami Pabe Darshan, bahwa kita bisa memperoleh darshan dari Sri Radha Shyam di Vrindavan.
So, I'll read the whole translation.
Maharaj akan membacakan seluruhan terjemahannya.
But first, I want to practice with this bhajan with you, and I want you to just listen to how I'm chanting it, and look at the sheet.
Jadi pertama kita latihan. Jadi para penyembah cukup mendengarkan bagaimana Maharaj menyanyikannya dan sambil melihat yang di kertas.
Don't look at me.
Jangan melihat kepada Maharaj.
Look at the sheet.
Jadi lihat kepada kertas yang
ada. You're looking at me. Don't look at me. Look at the sheet. One more time.
Jadi sekali lagi, jangan sekarang melihat kepada Maharaj, tapi lihat pada kertas yang semua masing-masing pegang.
I'm going to chant a few lines, and you listen and look at the sheet.
Di mana akan menyanyikan beberapa baris dan para penyembah mendengarkan sambil melihat pada kertas masing-masing.
Okay. Nobody has, no bhajan is required. No kartals required.
Jadi tidak ada instrumen yang dimainkan.
This is just practice.
Karena ini sekarang latihan dulu.
Look at the sheet.
Dan lihatlah.
Dayanitai Chaitanya Bodhi Matsuyama. Don't repeat.
Tidak usah diikuti.
Dayanitai Chaitanya Bodhi Matsuyama. Natsuyama. 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 Looks easy so far, right?
Nampaknya mudah sejauh ini.
Now listen.
Sekarang dengarkan lanjutannya.
Gaya tanai he, maake he prema de. Gaya tanai he, maake he prema de. Ore aparadya dure jabe pabe prema jan. Aparadya dure jabe pabe prema jan. Daya nittai chaitanya bodhi natsuyama. Okay, that's how the second and third and fourth lines go.
Jadi begitulah nadanya untuk baris ketiga dan keempat.
Now watch this. Look at the sheet.
Kembali lihat pada kertas.
This microphone stand, does it have a mind of its own or does it want to stand up? Okay. Now look at the fifth line.
Lihat pada baris kelima.
Vichara to nahi hai, vichara to nahi hai. Oh, na me aparada, vichara to nahi hai. Oh, na me aparada, vichara to nahi hai. Sabko Krishna na me viche, ame kuche me vandam. That's the easy part. Anurato abhihe, anurato abhihe, Krishna name, anurato abhihe, Krishna name, anurato abhihe. Okay. We'll try it. See what happens.
Jadi sekarang kita akan coba lihat seperti apa jadinya.
I don't know if you noticed that on the odd number lines, I start in the middle and then go to the beginning.
Jadi beberapa baris bisa dilihat tadi bahwa dimulainya di tengah-tengah, baru kemudian dilanjutkan mulai dari awal sampai akhir.
Except for the third line.
Jadi.
Except for the third line.
Jadi kecuali baris ketiga.
Let's try it.
Jai Chaitanya Bole Namah.
the translation and then we'll chant the bhajan.
Jadi sekarang Maharaj akan membacakan terjemahannya, artinya, dan kemudian dilanjutkan kita menyanyikan bhajan.
Chanting the holy names, Doyal Nitai Chaitanya, oh my mind dances, oh my mind dances, oh my mind dances.
Dengan mengucapkan nama suci Doyal Nitai Chaitanya, oh pikiranku, menarilah, oh pikiranku, menarilah, oh pikiranku, menarilah.
Oh, such a merciful personality as Nityananda Prabhu is not to be found anywhere.
Oh, pribadi penuh karunia seperti Nityananda Prabhu tidak akan dapat ditemukan dimanapun.
He suffers a beating from Jagai and Madhai and still gives him love of God.
Jagai dan Madhai memukul dia, namun tetap saja dia memberi mereka prema, cinta kasih Tuhan.
When your offenses are vanquished, you will obtain the treasure of love of God.
Engkau akan meraih prema bila kesalahanmu telah sirna.
But in these names of Chaitanya and Nitai, there is no consideration of offenses.
Tetapi kesalahan-kesalahan tidak menjadi pertimbangan di dalam nama Chaitanya dan Nitai ini.
Once you have a taste for the holy name of Krishna, bondage to this world will come to an end.
Begitu engkau telah memiliki rasa terhadap nama suci Krishna, berakhirlah ikatan terhadap dunia ini.
Oh, when there is attachment to the holy name of Krishna, then very easily the life of a living being becomes successful.
Oh, bila rasa ikatan terhadap nama suci Krishna telah dicapai, mudah sekali makhluk hidup mencapai sukses dalam hidupnya.
Oh, without affection for Krishna, life is simply useless.
Oh, tanpa rasa kasih sayang kepada Krishna, hidup ini sia-sia belaka.
At the end of life, you will obtain the beautiful vision of Radha and Shyam in Vrindavan, but only if the mercy of Lord Gaura is received.
Pada akhir hidupmu, engkau akan melihat keindahan Radha dan Shyam di Vrindavan, jika karunia Sri Gaura engkau raih.
Okay, now let's chant it. Chant loudly.
Dinyanyikan dengan keras.
With enthusiasm.
Dengan penuh semangat.
Because this is how we get the mercy of Gaura.
Karena dengan demikianlah kita mendapatkan karunia dari Sri Gaura.
Lord Nityananda, he used to wander about saying Baja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga Nama.
Jadi Sri Nityananda biasa berkeliling dan meminta dengan mengatakan Baja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga Nama.
And he was saying that please worship Gauranga.
Yang artinya mohon pujalah Gauranga.
Speak about Gauranga.
Bicarakan tentang Gauranga.
And chant the name of Gauranga with devotion.
Dan nyanyikan nama Sri Gauranga dengan penuh cinta kasih.
Anyone who adores my master Gauranga is as dear to me as my own life.
Siapapun yang mencintai Sri Tuanku Sri Gauranga adalah harta hidupku yang sangat aku cintai.
So chant the names of Gauranga enthusiastically.
Jadi ucapkanlah, nyanyikanlah nama Sri Gauranga dengan penuh semangat.
And anyone, Nityananda, Lord Nityananda says that anybody who does this is as dear to him as his own life.
Dan Sri Nityananda mengatakan bahwa siapapun yang melakukan demikian sangat beliau cintai seperti beliau mencintai hidup beliau.
Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nak Sri Amma.
Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nak Sri Amma.
Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nak Sri Amma. Yeah.
Thank you.
Trying to think which will be less complicated.
Kita akan mencoba berikutnya yang semestinya kurang tidak serumit tadi.
Okay, this is. I'll do this to a simple melody. Everybody knows this melody. It's the same melody as Guru Puja.
Jadi Maharaj akan menggunakan melodi yang lebih simple dan semua penyebab mestinya sudah tahu karena melodinya sama dengan yang Guru Puja.
So this is Gorangera Dutipada.
Oh, lagu berikutnya Gorangera Dutipada.
And. We'll read the translation first.
Kita akan membaca artinya terlebih dahulu.
Anyone who has accepted the two lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya as their only asset knows the true essence of devotional service.
Siapapun yang telah menjadikan dua kaki Paramahansa Chaitanya sebagai satu-satunya kekayaan mereka mengetahui hakikat sejati bhakti.
If anyone gives submissive oral reception to the pleasing and sweet pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, then immediately his heart becomes cleansed of all material contamination.
Jika seseorang mendengarkan dengan rendah hati lila-lila manis dan menyenangkan hati yang diperlihatkan Sri Chaitanya, maka hatinya langsung dibersihkan dari segala pencemaran material.
Anyone who simply chants the name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya will immediately develop love of Godhead.
Siapapun cukup dengan mengucapkan nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya, cinta kasih kepada Tuhan langsung berkembang di dalam hatinya.
I offer him all congratulations by saying bravo.
Aku memberi selamat kepadanya dengan berkata bagus sekali.
If anyone feels ecstasy and cries by simply hearing the transcendental qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he at once understands the eternal loving affairs between Radha and Krishna.
Jika seseorang merasakan kebahagiaan rohani dan menangis saat mendengar sifat-sifat rohani Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ia langsung mengerti hubungan percintaan rohani yang kekal antara Radha dan Krishna.
Anyone who has understood that the associates of Lord Chaitanya are eternally liberated souls immediately becomes eligible to enter into the abode of Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaja in Vrindavan, in his next birth.
Siapapun yang mengerti bahwa rekan-rekan Sri Chaitanya adalah insan-insan yang terbebaskan selamanya, langsung memenuhi syarat untuk memasuki kediaman Krishna, putra Maharaja Nanda di Vrindavana, pada kelahiran berikutnya.
If anyone understands that there is no difference between... Something's wrong here. It must be Gauradham, the place in West Bengal where Lord Chaitanya had his pastimes, and the transcendental abode of Sri Vrindavan Dham, then he actually lives in Vrindavan.
Jika seseorang mengerti bahwa tidak ada perbedaan antara Gaura mandala yakni Bengal Barat, tempat Sri Caitanya memperlihatkan lila-lilanya dan kediaman rohani Sri Vrindavana Dham, maka sesungguhnya ia tinggal di Vrindavana.
Anyone who takes pleasure sporting within the waves of the ocean of Lord Chaitanya's distribution of love of God immediately becomes a confidential devotee of Sri Sri Radha Madhava.
Siapapun yang bercandaria berbahagia di dalam ombak-ombak lautan penyebaran prema cinta kasih Tuhan yang dilakukan Sri Chaitanya langsung menjadi penyembah intim Sri Sri Radha Madhava.
Doesn't matter whether such a devotee is in the renounced or of life, or whether he is a householder.
Tidak memandang apakah penyembah tersebut dalam tahap pelepasan ikatan ataupun orang yang berumah tangga.
If he is actually taking part in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan activities and actually understanding what it is, then such a person is always liberated.
Jika ia benar-benar ikut serta dalam kegiatan Sankirtana Sri Chaitanya dan benar-benar mengerti maknanya, maka orang yang demikian selalu dalam keadaan terbebaskan.
Narottam Das aspires for his association.
Narottama Das ingin mendapatkan pergaulannya.
So this is another bhajan about Lord Chaitanya.
Jadi ini satu lagi bhajan tentang Sri Chaitanya.
Written by Srila Narottam Das Thakur.
Yang ditulis oleh Srila Narottama Das Thakur.
Srila Prabhupada has said that Srila Narottam Das Thakur's writings, his bhajans, are as good as scriptural evidence.
Dan Srila Prabhupada mengatakan bahwa lagu-lagu acara Vaishnava yang ditulis oleh Srila Narottam Das Thakur itu adalah sebaik dari bukti-bukti sastra.
Everything he writes is the conclusive truths of the scriptures.
Apapun yang beliau tulis adalah kebenaran, kesimpulan dari kebenaran dari sastra Veda.
And Srila Prabhupada would take a great pleasure himself personally in chanting the songs of Narottam Das Thakur.
Dan Srila Prabhupada sangat menikmati menyanyikan bhajan-bhajan dari Srila Narottam Das Thakur.
And this particular bhajan is about the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya.
Dan bhajan ini khususnya mengenai kaki padma Sri Chaitanya.
Gaurangira Duti Pada, the two lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya.
Gaurangira Duti Pada, kedua kaki padma Sri Gauranga.
And Narottam Das Thakur says that anyone who accepts these two lotus feet as their only asset can fully understand devotional service.
Dan Narottam Das Thakur mengatakan bahwa siapapun yang menerima kedua kaki padma Sri Gauranga sebagai satu-satunya kekayaannya, sungguh-sungguh mengerti tentang cinta bhakti.
This is a very important point.
Ini adalah poin yang sangat penting.
We could speak this evening on this topic.
Malam ini pelajaran bisa mengenai topik ini.
We'll probably discuss part of it in our lecture.
Jadi akan dibahas sebagian di dalam pelajaran.
But the important thing that we should understand while chanting this bhajan.
Tetapi yang penting harus kita mengerti sambil saat kita menyanyikan bhajan ini.
Is that every one of us needs to possess something.
Bahwa semua dari kita harus memiliki sesuatu.
Srila Prabhupada in his commentary in the teachings of Queen Kunti says the living being cannot exist without possessing something.
Ibu Kunti dalam ajaran Ibu Kunti menguraikan bahwa makhluk hidup tidak bisa ada tanpa suatu kepemilikan.
He says, it was in the prayer where Queen Kunti prays that you are the only possession of those who are completely material exhausted.
Jadi Ibu Kunti dalam doa beliau mengatakan bahwa Sri Krishna, Anda adalah satu-satunya harta bagi mereka yang sudah kehabisan secara material.
And Prabhupada was explaining in his commentary.
Dan Srila Prabhupada menjelaskan dalam penjelasan beliau
that the living being is finished as soon as there is nothing for him to possess.
Bahwa makhluk hidup itu sudah binasa jika sudah tidak ada sesuatu pun yang dimiliki.
Finished.
Jadi sudah habis.
Cannot exist.
Tidak bisa ada.
He says, even in our practical experience, nobody gives up something without the anticipation of possessing something better.
Jadi dalam pengalaman kita juga tidak ada seorang yang melepaskan sesuatu tanpa memperoleh sesuatu yang lebih baik.
He says a child will give up his childish proclivities for an education.
Misalnya seorang anak akan meninggalkan permainan kanak-kanakannya untuk dia menempuh pendidikan.
You understand childish proclivities?
Yes.
Playfulness. Like yes. Yes. And he gives so many different examples. So he says, in the same way, nobody gives up something without the anticipation of having something better to possess.
Dijelaskan tidak ada seorang pun yang akan melepaskan sesuatu tanpa dia berharap memperoleh sesuatu yang lebih baik.
So Narottam Das Thakur is saying that anyone who accepts as their only possession Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet.
Jadi sekarang Narottam Das Thakur memberikan bahwa siapapun yang menerima kedua kaki parma Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
then they can know the essence of devotional service.
Sebagai kekayaannya satu-satunya, mereka yang bisa mengerti intisari dari bakti.
Everything becomes revealed to them.
Semuanya akan terungkap bagi mereka.
Not only does love for the Supreme Lord become revealed.
Tidak hanya cinta bakti kepada Tuhan yang terungkap.
Not only does Krishna become revealed in the form of His name.
Tidak hanya Sri Krishna yang akan terungkap dalam wujud sebagai nama suci beliau.
Not only does He become revealed in His name in His as His pastimes.
Dan juga terungkap seperti hanya terungkap melalui nama suci beliau, terungkapnya kegiatan rohani beliau.
Not only does our relationship with Krishna become revealed by chanting His name.
Tidak hanya hubungan kita dengan Sri Krishna yang akan terungkap dengan kita mengucapkan nama suci beliau.
All this becomes revealed to the devotee who accepts Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet as his only possession.
Semua ini akan terungkap kepada para penyembah yang menerima kedua kipermasi citanya sebagai satu-satunya harta kekayaannya.
But the difficulty is that in order to make Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet our only possession,
tetapi kesulitannya adalah untuk menjadikan kaki parmasu citanya sebagai satu-satunya kekayaan,
we have to empty out all those desires of possessing other things besides his lotus feet.
Kita harus mengosongkan semua keinginan untuk memiliki hal-hal di luar dari kedua kaki parmasi citanya.
So this may seem very difficult.
Ini nampaknya sangat sulit.
It may seem impossible.
Nampaknya tidak mungkin.
Sometimes devotees, when they hear this, they even become discouraged.
Kadang para penyembah dengan mendengar pernyataan ini menjadi kehilangan semangat.
Because they begin to think that how will I ever give up my attachment to these other possessions?
Karena akan berpikir bagaimana saya bisa meninggalkan terikatan pada hal-hal yang lain.
Therefore, I have no hope.
Karena itu saya tidak memiliki harapan.
But for such persons, they do not understand Lord Chaitanya's mercy.
Bagi orang demikian tidak mengerti karunia Sri Chaitanya.
Because Lord Chaitanya's mercy is so unlimited, so magnanimous.
Karena karunia Sri Chaitanya begitu tidak terbatas, begitu besar.
That He doesn't ask us to give up our attachments.
Sehingga beliau tidak meminta kita untuk meninggalkan keterikatan kita.
He doesn't say first you give up your attachments.
Jadi beliau tidak mengatakan bahwa pertama-tama tinggalkanlah semua ikatan.
Prabhupada explains that Krishna said that.
Ya, Prabhupada menjelaskan bahwa Sri Krishna yang mengatakan demikian.
Krishna said sarva dhammam pratitya mamekam sharanam braja. You abandon everything else and surrender to me.
Krishna bersabda sarodamukatya memberikan sarana raja tinggalkan segala sesuatu dan menyerahkan diri kepadaku.
But Lord Chaitanya takes that condition away.
Tetapi Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu menghilangkan persyaratan itu.
And Prabhupada explains that he removes the condition by saying, "Here is the name, simply take it."
Dan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu menghilangkan syarat itu dengan mengatakan bahwa ini nama suci, mohon terimalah.
And anyone who takes the name of Gauranga with faith,
dan siapapun yang menerima nama Sri Gauranga dengan keyakinan,
even if one doesn't have complete faith,
walaupun seorang tidak memiliki keyakinan yang lengkap, yang sempurna,
even if one only has a little faith,
walaupun seorang hanya memiliki keyakinan sedikit saja,
but if he takes the name of Gauranga with faith,
tetapi jika dia menerima nama Sri Gauranga dengan keyakinan,
and chants Gauranga's name,
dan menyanyikan nama Sri Gauranga,
then the merciful Lord Nityananda, who is the servant of Lord Chaitanya,
maka Tuhan Sri Nityananda yang berkarunia, yang adalah pelayan dari Sri Chaitanya,
and who is the original guru,
yang adalah guru yang asli,
who is the source of all spiritual strength,
yang merupakan sumber dari semua kekuatan rohani,
and who is represented by the spiritual master,
yang diwakili oleh guru kerohanian,
who is also supposed to give us spiritual strength,
yang juga beliau yang memberikan kepada kita kekuatan rohani.
The merciful Lord Nityananda is so merciful,
jadi Sri Nityananda, Maha Sri Nityananda begitu berkarunia,
that even if one takes the name of Gaura with a little faith,
bahwa jika seorang menerima nama Sri Gaura dengan sedikit keyakinan,
he accepts that faith,
beliau menerima keyakinan itu,
he is so magnanimous that he accepts payment for the pure holy name with one's faith.
Jadi beliau begitu berkarunia sehingga beliau menerima pembayaran untuk mengasihi Tuhan itu hanya berupa keyakinan.
And this is explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where he describes the Namhata, the marketplace of the holy name.
Dan ini direkomendasikan oleh Bhaktivinoda Thakur tentang Namhata atau pasar nama suci.
He explains that Nityananda takes whatever little faith that we have when we chant Gauranga's name,
bahwa Sri Nityananda menerima keyakinan sedikit saja yang kita miliki dalam kita mengucapkan nama Sri Gauranga.
He accepts that as payment.
Dia menerimanya sebagai pembayaran.
But what does he do with that payment?
Apa yang dilakukan dengan pembayaran itu?
When he sees that one chants with faith,
saat beliau melihat seseorang mengucapkan nama suci Tuhan dengan keyakinan,
he gives it back so that one can come back and purchase more.
Beliau memberikan nama suci Tuhan itu sehingga orang bisa kembali lagi untuk membeli lebih banyak lagi.
We've never seen a marketplace like this.
Kita belum pernah melihat ada pasar seperti ini.
Because in the marketplace, usually you go, you give money.
Karena biasanya kalau kita ke pasar, kita datang, kita membayar dengan uang.
The merchant takes his payment and you get goods.
Dagangnya akan menerima pembayaran berupa uang itu dan memberikan kita barang.
He gets his profit.
Dagang mendapat keuntungan.
He goes and pays the wholesaler what he has to pay for the wholesaler.
Dagang itu akan pergi ke grosir dan membayar seberapa yang harus dia bayar.
And he takes his own commission.
Dan dia memperoleh keuntungan atau komisinya.
But Lord Nityananda is different.
Tetapi Sri Nityananda berbeda.
Because in the marketplace of the holy name,
karena di pasar nama suci,
the only currency is faith.
Jadi mata uang yang berlaku di sana adalah keyakinan.
You can't buy the holy name with your physical beauty.
Kita tidak bisa membeli nama suci itu dengan ketampanan atau kecantikan fisik.
You can't buy the holy name with your material wealth.
Kita tidak bisa membeli nama suci itu dengan kekayaan material.
You can't buy the holy name with your mundane scholarship.
Kita tidak bisa membeli nama suci itu dengan kesarjanaan duniawi.
None of these things will get one the holy name.
Tidak satu pun hal-hal ini akan menjadikan kita mendapatkan nama suci.
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains,
dan Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur menguraikan,
that if one tries to purchase the pure holy name with counterfeit currency,
bahwa jika seorang berusaha membeli nama suci itu dengan mata uang palsu,
then he won't get the real holy name.
Maka tidak akan mendapatkan nama suci yang sebenarnya.
And in the marketplace of the holy name,
dan di pasar nama suci,
there are also people who check the currency.
Ada juga orang-orang yang melakukan pengecekan mata uang.
Just like if you go to the airport and give a $100 bill.
Seperti hanya kalau kita ke airport dan kita memberikan uang $100.
Immediately in the currency exchange, they look it up in the light to see if there's a line in sight.
Begitu kita memberikan uang itu, maka orang akan di sana akan melihat uang itu apakah ada tanggalnya, ada garis di dalamnya.
And then they put it under a light to check the ink.
Dan juga akan melihat di bawah lampu untuk melihat cetakannya.
They look very carefully.
Mereka akan mengecek dengan seksama.
Is this a real $100 bill or is it counterfeit?
Apakah ini uang kertas $100 yang asli atau palsu?
So in the marketplace of the Holy Name,
jadi di pasar nama suci,
one of the employees of the marketplace is the person who checks the currency.
Salah satu pegawai di pasar itu adalah dia yang bertugas mengecek mata uang.
Are you giving the real currency?
Apakah Anda membayar dengan mata uang yang asli?
Let me see.
Mari kita lihat.
Oh, do you want wealth?
Apakah Anda menginginkan kekayaan?
Do you want to enjoy beautiful women?
Apakah Anda ingin menikmati dengan wanita yang cantik?
Do you want followers?
Apakah Anda menginginkan pengikut?
Oh, you don't have faith in the Holy Name.
Oh, Anda tidak memiliki keyakinan dalam nama suci Tuhan.
Because one who has faith in the Holy Name understands that all these things are available in the Holy Name.
Karena seorang yang memiliki keyakinan di dalam nama suci mengerti bahwa semua ini sudah tersedia di dalam nama suci.
Just chant the name of Gaura with faith that Lord Chaitanya can give us the Holy Name.
Jadi cukup ucapkan nama Sri Gauranga dengan keyakinan dan Sri Gauranga akan memberikan kita nama suci.
Even though my heart is filled with so many material desires,
walaupun hati kita dipenuhi oleh begitu banyak keinginan material,
Lord Chaitanya is so merciful.
Sri Chaitanya begitu berkarunia.
That he is ready to help us overcome those material desires.
Beliau siap membantu kita mengatasi keinginan-keinginan material itu.
By giving us taste for the name.
Dengan memberikan kita rasa terhadap nama suci Tuhan.
Even a little taste.
Maka rasa sedikit saja.
Even the smallest taste that one gets from chanting the name with faith.
Jadi rasa sedikit saja yang seorang peroleh dari mengucapkan nama suci Tuhan dengan sedikit keyakinan.
It's so satisfying to the heart.
Begitu memuaskan bagi hati.
One experiences a satisfaction that surpasses all kinds of material pleasures.
Seorang.
One experiences a satisfaction which surpasses all kinds of material pleasures.
Jadi seorang merasakan kepuasan yang melampaui segala jenis kenikmatan material.
That is Lord Chaitanya's mercy.
Itulah karunia Sri Chaitanya.
Krishna says, first surrender and then I'll deliver you from all sinful reactions.
Krishna mengatakan, pertama-tama menyerahkan diri dulu, maka aku akan bebaskan dari segala keinginan duniawi.
Which means that we have to give up all these attachments.
Yang berarti kita harus meninggalkan semua ikatan ini.
But Lord Chaitanya is Krishna come again.
Tetapi Sri Chaitanya adalah Sri Krishna yang datang kembali.
And this time he's coming to teach by his own example.
Dan kali ini beliau datang untuk mengajarkan melalui teladan beliau sendiri.
Because it's that example that is manifest in Lord Chaitanya and in Lord Nityananda which awakens faith. It is that example which is manifest in Lord Chaitanya and in Lord Nityananda which awakens our faith.
Karena teladan itulah yang terwujud melalui Sri Chaitanya dan Sri Nityananda yang akan membangkitkan keyakinan kita.
Krishna said, I have to come again.
Sri Krishna mengatakan, aku harus datang kembali.
Previously I came as Krishna.
Sebelumnya aku telah datang sebagai Sri Krishna.
And I gave everyone the opportunity to have a relationship with me in Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya.
Dan aku memberikan kesempatan kepada semua orang untuk bergaul denganku melalui berbagai hubungan Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya.
But now so much time has passed.
Tetapi kini sudah begitu banyak waktu yang berlalu.
And now I have to come again.
Aku harus datang kembali.
And he says, Yuga Dhamma Pravatayama Nama Sankirtan Chari Bhava Bhakta Diya Nachamu Bhuvan. He says, this time I will inaugurate the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna.
Bahwa kali ini aku akan datang untuk memulai meresmikan penyebaran pengucapan nama Sri Krishna.
I will make the whole world... Yes, can we do something about this feedback? I will make the whole world dance in ecstasy.
Aku akan menjadikan seluruh dunia menari dalam kebahagiaan rohani.
This is what he says. I will inaugurate the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord.
Aku akan memulai pengucapan nama suci Tuhan secara beramai-ramai.
I will make the whole world dance in ecstasy.
Aku akan menjadikan seluruh dunia menari dalam kebahagiaan rohani.
Chari Bhava Bhakta Diya, Nachumu Bhuvan. He says that realizing these four, Chari Bhava Bhakta, these four ecstatic mellows of loving devotional service to me.
Dengan mengerti keempat jenis rasa-rasa rohani.
Four ecstatic mellows? I will make the whole world dance in ecstasy, realizing these four ecstatic loving mellows of devotional service to me.
Jadi aku akan menjadikan seluruh dunia menari dengan memahami keempat jenis rasa atau hubungan cinta bhakti kepadaku.
But this time I will come to teach myself by my own example.
Tetapi kali ini aku akan datang untuk memberikan contoh.
That is the difference between Krishna and Lord Chaitanya.
Itulah perbedaan antara Sri Krishna dan Sri Chaitanya.
Although there's no difference between Krishna and Lord Chaitanya.
Walaupun tidak ada perbedaan antara Sri Krishna dan Sri Chaitanya.
They're non-different.
Jadi tidak berbeda.
But still there is some difference.
Tapi masih ada perbedaan.
And the difference is that Lord Chaitanya is even more magnanimous, more munificent than Krishna.
Jadi perbedaannya bahwa Sri Chaitanya lebih berkarunia lagi daripada Sri Krishna.
Rupa Goswami says, Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate. He offers his obeisance to Lord Chaitanya, who is the most munificent incarnation of the Lord. Because he came to freely distribute.
Karena beliau datang untuk menyebarkan secara cuma-cuma.
Free. Free.
Gratis.
Freely distribute what no other incarnation before him ever came to give.
Jadi menyebarkan dengan cuma-cuma apa yang oleh penyembah-penyembah beliau sebelumnya tidak diberikan.
That is the difference.
Itulah perbedaannya.
That Lord Chaitanya is Krishna in his magnanimous feature.
Bahwa Sri Chaitanya adalah Sri Krishna dalam ciri beliau yang penuh karunia.
It's Krishna who came to break open the storehouse of love and to distribute the contents.
Jadi Sri Krishna yang datang untuk membuka gudang dari cinta bhakti kepada Tuhan dan membagikan isinya.
It's Krishna who came again.
Adalah Sri Krishna yang datang kembali.
But this time, instead of coming as the Supreme Lord,
tetapi kali ini beliau datang bukan sebagai Tuhan yang Maha Kuasa.
He came as a devotee.
Beliau datang sebagai penyembah.
Because everybody needs an example.
Karena semuanya membutuhkan contoh, membutuhkan teladan.
That is a symptom of Kali Yuga.
Itulah ciri zaman Kali Yuga.
Without an example, we don't know what to follow.
Tanpa contoh, kita tidak tahu apa yang harus diikuti.
So he came to teach by his own example how to love Krishna.
Jadi beliau muncul untuk mengajarkan melalui teladan beliau sendiri bagaimana mencintai Sri Krishna.
Of course he had his internal reasons for coming.
Tentu beliau memiliki alasan-alasan internal untuk kemunculan beliau.
He was Krishna.
Beliau adalah Sri Krishna.
And he was wondering, what is it that Radharani sees in me?
Dan beliau berpikir apa yang sesungguhnya dilihat oleh Srimati Radharani dalam diriku.
What is it that she's experiencing? I want to experience it myself, but I can't because I'm Krishna.
Apakah yang dia rasakan? Aku juga ingin merasakannya, tapi aku tidak bisa karena aku adalah Krishna.
And not only that, when I look at Radharani, she appears to be experiencing a pleasure even greater than the pleasure I have.
Dan ketika aku melihat pada Srimati Radharani, nampaknya dia merasakan suatu kepuasan, suatu kebahagiaan yang lebih besar dari yang aku sendiri rasakan.
What is it?
Apakah itu?
I'm God. I'm supposed to know everything.
Jadi aku adalah Tuhan. Aku semestinya mengetahui semuanya.
But I don't know this.
Tapi aku tidak mengetahui hal ini.
How can I know it?
Bagaimana aku bisa mengetahuinya?
It remains completely unknown to me.
Jadi ini masih tidak ku ketahui sampai sekarang.
So Krishna had his internal reason.
Jadi Sri Krishna memiliki alasan internal.
Look how much pleasure Radharani experiences loving me.
Jadi lihat seberapa besar kenikmatan dan kekuasaan yang dirasakan Srimati Radharani dalam mencintaiku.
What does she see in me?
Apakah yang dia lihat dalam diriku?
That makes her have so much love for me.
Yang menjadikannya begitu mencintaiku.
I want to see it too in the way she sees it.
Aku juga ingin melihatnya sebagaimana dia melihatnya.
I want to relish her position.
Aku ingin menikmati merasakan posisinya Srimati Radharani.
I want to relish her bliss.
Aku ingin merasakan kebahagiaannya.
And I want to understand these mellows about me that makes me so attractive.
Dan aku ingin merasakan semua hubungan cinta kasih itu yang menjadikan aku begitu menarik.
These were Lord Chaitanya's internal reasons for coming.
Inilah alasan-alasan sebab internal kemunculan Sri Chaitanya.
But he had other reasons.
Tapi juga ada alasan lain.
He had external reasons.
Dia memiliki alasan eksternal.
No, we shouldn't think that because they're external that they're inferior.
Dan hendaknya jangan berpikir kan hanya karena namanya adalah alasan eksternal sehingga alasannya bersifat lebih rendah.
It's not like we're talking about Krishna's internal energy and Krishna's external energy.
Jadi tidak seperti kalau kita membahas energi internal dan energi eksternal Sri Krishna.
But these were external reasons because the internal reasons were for himself.
Jadi ini disebut sebagai alasan eksternal karena alasan internal itu adalah untuk Sri Krishna sendiri.
Because after all, he's the supreme enjoyer.
Karena pada akhirnya Sri Krishna adalah penikmat yang paling utama.
Shouldn't he enjoy?
Bukankah hendaknya beliau menikmati?
He's the supreme enjoyer.
Dia adalah penikmat tertinggi.
So therefore, they were for himself.
Jadi karena itu alasan internal itu adalah untuk diri beliau sendiri.
But his external reasons were for everyone else.
Sedangkan alasan eksternal kedatangan beliau adalah untuk semua orang.
But not only were they for everyone else.
Tapi bukan hanya untuk semua orang lain.
That Lord Chaitanya is so merciful.
Bahwa Sri Chaitanya begitu berkarunia.
That he added a very important extra ingredient.
Sehingga beliau memberikan suatu bahan ekstra yang sangat penting.
Which Krishna didn't display when he came.
Yang tidak ditunjukkan oleh Sri Krishna saat beliau hadir.
And that extra ingredient was he relished the love of Krishna and the mood of Srimati Radharani.
Jadi bahan ekstra itu adalah bahwa beliau menikmati cipta Sri Krishna yang dirasakan oleh Srimati Radharani.
And the complexion of Srimati Radharani.
Dalam wujud warna badan Srimati Radharani.
And by relishing it,
dan dengan menikmatinya,
he distributed it.
Beliau menyebarkannya.
This is how he distributed it.
Beginilah cara menyebarkannya.
Simply seeing how much he was relishing it, everyone was thinking, "Wow, I want to taste it."
Jadi hanya dengan melihat bagaimana beliau menikmati bagian ini, sehingga orang juga ingin berpikir, oh saya juga ingin merasakannya.
Isn't it like that?
Bukankah demikian?
Yeah. You see somebody like, wow, he's really relishing this.
Jadi kalau kita melihat, oh ada seorang yang begitu menikmati hal ini.
I want to relish it too.
Jadi aku juga ingin merasakannya.
Simply by seeing somebody relishing Krishna consciousness.
Hanya dengan melihat seseorang menikmati menjalankan kesadaran Krishna.
Then we think, I want to taste that.
Kita akan berpikir saya juga ingin merasakannya.
We can speak so much dry philosophy.
Kita bisa membicarakan begitu banyak filosofi yang hambar dan kering.
Krishna wants you surrender to him.
Jadi Krishna ingin anda menyerahkan diri kepadanya.
And you'll be happy.
Dan anda akan berbahagia.
Just surrender and you'll be happy.
Cukup menyerahkan diri saja dan anda akan berbahagia.
Krishna tells everyone to surrender.
Si Krishna memberitakan semua orang untuk menyerahkan diri.
You should surrender.
Kamu harus menyerahkan diri.
Why don't you surrender?
Mengapa tidak menyerahkan diri?
Don't you want to be happy?
Tidakkah anda ingin berbahagia?
We could speak so much philosophy.
Kita bisa membicarakan begitu banyak
filsafat. But when we see an example, oh, look how Lord Chaitanya is relishing service to Krishna.
Tapi kalau kita melihat contoh, oh bagaimana Sri Chaitanya menikmati melakukan cita bakti kepada Sri Krishna.
Look at the bliss.
Lihatlah kebahagiaannya.
Tears are coming from his eyes.
Air mata mengalir di mata parmam beliau.
He can't speak about anything except Krishna.
Dia tidak bisa membicarakan apapun selain Sri Krishna.
He's always chanting Krishna's names.
Dia selalu menyanyikan nama Sri Krishna.
He's always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna.
Dia senantiasa kusuk memikirkan tentang Krishna.
What is happening here? Yes. I'm allergic to marigolds. Terribly. So when Lord Chaitanya is relishing, simply seeing his relishing, his ecstatic love for Krishna,
hanya dengan melihat bagaimana beliau menikmati cinta bakti beliau kepada Sri Krishna,
it awakens faith.
Itu akan membangkitkan keyakinan.
There must be something to this Krishna consciousness.
Bahwa pasti ada sesuatu mengenai kesadaran Krishna ini.
I don't know what it is.
Saya tidak tahu apa itu.
But when I see that, I'd like to find out.
Tapi ketika saya melihatnya, saya ingin tahu.
Lord Chaitanya added that extra mercy.
Sri Chaitanya menambahkan karunia ekstra itu.
Even his thinking of himself is for our benefit. Even when he's thinking of himself, it's for our benefit.
Bahkan saat beliau memikirkan untuk diri beliau sendiri, itu adalah untuk kita manfaatnya.
Because he is the supreme self.
Karena beliau adalah sang diri yang utama.
And every living being is meant to be connected to him.
Dan semua makhluk hidup hendaknya memiliki hubungan dengan beliau.
So by seeing his relishing these moods of ecstatic love.
Jadi dengan melihat bagaimana Sri Chaitanya menikmati rasa-rasa cinta bakti rohani.
He did more than what Krishna did.
Beliau melakukan lebih banyak daripada apa yang dilakukan oleh Sri Krishna.
Krishna said surrender.
Sri Krishna mengatakan
Chakra.
Menyerahkan diri.
Surrender.
Dan beliau chakra dan beliau mengatakan kamu harus menyerahkan diri.
But Lord Chaitanya came with a different purpose.
Tetapi Sri Chaitanya datang dengan tujuan yang berbeda.
Although Krishna came to kill the demons, Lord Chaitanya came without any weapons. He came to kill the demoniac mentality. That's what he came to kill. He didn't carry any weapons. He was surrounded by his associates.
Beliau datang tidak membawa senjata, beliau datang dikelilingi oleh rekan-rekan beliau.
And what was he doing with his associates?
Apa yang beliau lakukan dengan rekan-rekan beliau?
He was relishing ecstatic love.
Beliau menikmati cinta bakti rohani.
He didn't come himself.
Beliau tidak datang sendirian.
He told all his devotees to come before him and to appear in this world.
Beliau menyuruh semua penyembah beliau untuk muncul terlebih dahulu.
And to assist him in spreading devotional service to Krishna.
Untuk membantu beliau menyebarkan cinta bakti rohani kepada Sri Krishna.
This was his external reason for coming.
Ini adalah alasan eksternal beliau untuk datang.
His external reason was to disseminate this highest love for Krishna.
Tujuan beliau datang untuk menyebarkan cinta bakti tertinggi kepada Sri Krishna.
And he had one other reason.
Dan beliau juga memiliki alasan lain.
It was to answer the call of Advaita Acharya.
Yaitu untuk menjawab panggilan dari Sri Advaita Acharya.
Because it was Advaita Acharya who called the Lord.
Jadi bukankah Advaita Acharya yang memanggil kedatangan Tuhan?
We'll speak about that a little later.
Kita akan membicarakan tentang hal itu nanti.
We're going to chant this bhajan. And we will just emphasize the importance of taking those two lotus feet into our heart.
Dan kita akan menekankan pentingnya mengambil, menerima kedua kaki parman Tuhan itu dan menempatkannya dalam hati kita.
With a little faith.
Dengan sedikit keyakinan.
Because even if we don't have complete faith.
Karena walaupun kita tidak memiliki keyakinan yang sempurna.
But even if we have a little faith.
Tetapi bahkan kita memiliki sedikit keyakinan.
The most merciful servants of Lord Chaitanya.
Maka pelayan-pelayan Sri Chaitanya yang paling murah hati.
they'll take whatever faith we have.
Akan mengambil yang berapapun keyakinan yang kita miliki.
Accept it as payment.
Dan menerimanya sebagai pembayaran.
And then they'll give it back.
Dan nantinya akan dikembalikan.
And say, come back, purchase more.
Dan mengatakan kembalilah lagi dan belilah lebih banyak lagi.
There's more to get.
Ada lebih banyak lagi yang bisa didapatkan.
You've gotten this much.
Anda sudah mendapatkan sebanyak ini.
But there's more. There's a lot more.
Tetapi masih ada begitu banyak lagi.
Come back now and with whatever you have and continue with faith.
Dan datanglah lagi, datang bawa apapun yang Anda miliki dan lanjutkanlah dengan keyakinan.
Because the merciful servants of Lord Chaitanya do not want anything for distributing Krishna's name.
Karena para pelayan Sri Chaitanya yang penuh karunia tidak menginginkan apapun dalam menyebarkan nama Sri Krishna.
They don't want followers.
Mereka tidak menginginkan pengikut.
They don't want wealth.
Mereka tidak menginginkan kekayaan.
They don't want to enjoy beautiful women.
Mereka tidak ingin menikmati wanita yang cantik.
They only want Lord Chaitanya's devotional service, birth after birth.
Mereka hanya menginginkan pelayanan pada Sri Chaitanya, lahiran demi kelahiran.
And because they don't want anything from themselves.
Dan karena mereka tidak menginginkan sesuatu pun untuk diri mereka sendiri.
That also awakens faith.
Itu pun juga membangkitkan keyakinan.
And therefore, they take that faith.
Dan karena itu mereka mengambil keyakinan itu.
And by their example, they help to increase it.
Dan melalui teladan mereka, mereka membantu kita meningkatkan keyakinan.
Oh, you've given a little faith.
Oh, Anda telah memberikan sedikit keyakinan.
I want to see more.
Saya ingin melihat lebih banyak lagi.
Nothing else I want, just faith.
Tidak ada yang lain yang saya inginkan, hanya keyakinan.
When Nityananda and Haridas Thakur would go into the streets patrolling every day in Nadia.
Dan ketika Sri Nityananda dan Haridas Thakur pergi di jalan-jalan Nadia setiap hari.
Lord Chaitanya would tell them, you come back every night and tell me who chanted my name with faith.
Sri Chaitanya meminta kepada beliau berdua, kembalilah setiap malam dan ceritakanlah siapa yang menyanyikan nama suciku dengan keyakinan.
And when Haridas Thakur and Nityananda went into the streets,
dan ketika Haridas Thakur dan Nityananda pergi setiap hari di jalanan,
what were they looking for?
Apa yang mereka cari?
They weren't looking for money, they weren't looking for followers.
Mereka tidak mencari uang, tidak mencari pengikut.
All they wanted was what they could take back and offer to Lord Chaitanya.
Yang mereka inginkan adalah apa yang bisa mereka ambil dan persembahkan pada Sri Chaitanya.
They wanted faith.
Yang mereka inginkan adalah keyakinan.
Let me take this faith and offer to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya.
Biarlah aku mengambil keyakinan ini dan persembahkannya pada kaki Parma Sri Chaitanya.
They didn't want anything for themselves.
Mereka tidak menginginkan sesuatu untuk diri mereka sendiri.
Even their method of distribution awakened faith.
Bahkan metode mereka dalam menyebarkan nama suci ini membangkitkan keyakinan.
How fortunate it is to actually come in contact with a true servant of Lord Chaitanya.
Bagaimana beruntungnya bisa mendapatkan hubungan dengan pelayan Sri Chaitanya yang sesungguhnya.
It is the greatest fortune in life.
Itu adalah kemujuran yang terbesar dalam hidup.
And therefore, anyone who comes in contact with a representative of Lord Chaitanya,
sehingga siapapun yang mendapatkan hubungan dari wakil Sri Chaitanya,
who begs, just chant Krishna's name, chant Gaura's name,
yang hanya meminta, ucapkanlah nama Sri Krishna, ucapkanlah nama Sri Gauranga,
make Krishna your life,
jadikanlah Sri Krishna sebagai hidup Anda,
tell others about Krishna,
beritahu yang lain tentang Krishna,
take Gauranga's name,
terimalah nama Sri Gauranga.
Anyone who adores my master Gauranga is as dear to me as my life.
Siapapun yang mencintai tuanku Sri Gauranga adalah sangat mencintai sebagaimana aku mencintai hidupku.
Simply by coming in contact with a servant of Lord Chaitanya.
Hanya dengan mendapatkan hubungan dengan pelayan Sri Chaitanya.
Even though our hearts are filled with so many material things.
Walaupun hati kita dipenuhi oleh begitu banyak hal-hal material.
They can become all washed away by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya's servants.
Semuanya bisa dihilangkan, dicuci atas karunia dari pelayan Sri Chaitanya.
Just take.
Terimalah saja.
Don't ever give it up.
Jangan pernah lepaskan.
Don't ever reject.
Jangan pernah menolak.
Narottam Das Thakur says, don't ever think that the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are not real.
Norman Dasdor mengatakan bahwa jangan pernah berpikir bahwa kehidupan masyid janda itu tidak nyata.
They're more soothing than millions of moons.
Kehidupan masyid janda menyejukkan, lebih menyejukkan daripada jutaan bulan.
Simply take them.
Terima saja.
That's all he's asking.
Itu saja yang dia minta.
And Nityananda is, of course, the is the servant of Lord Chaitanya.
Itu saja, si Nityananda adalah pelayan dari si Gauranga.
So when we make the servant of Lord Chaitanya's instructions our life and soul,
jadi kalau kita menjadikan perintah dari pelayan Sri Chaitanya sebagai jiwa dan hidup kita,
then gradually Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet will become revealed in our hearts.
Maka perlahan kaki parma Sri Chaitanya akan terungkap dalam hati kita.
And when Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet become revealed in our hearts by the mercy of the servants of Lord Chaitanya,
dan ketika kaki parma Sri Chaitanya akan terwujud di dalam hati kita atas karunia pelayan Sri Chaitanya,
then and only then will we be able to understand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan.
Maka dengan itu dan hanya dengan itu, hanya dengan itulah maka kegiatan rohani Sri Radha Krishna di Vrindavan akan terungkap kepada kita.
It is not possible.
Tidak mungkin.
First one, Gaura Krishna Halehe. First one has to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And then one who has the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, he will get the beautiful darshan of Radhe and Shyam in Vrindavan. This is what Narottam Das Thakur is begging in this song.
Inilah yang diminta oleh Narottam Das Thakur di dalam lagu ini.
Please make these feet in your heart your only asset.
Mohon jadikanlah kedua kaki parma Sri Chaitanya ini sebagai satu-satunya kekayaan di dalam hati Anda.
They will become the only asset.
Dan akan menjadi satu-satunya kekayaan Anda.
By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and his servants.
Atas karunia Sri Chaitanya dan para pelayan beliau.
We have to have simply faith.
Kita cukup harus memiliki keyakinan.
And faith means we don't ever give up chanting Hare Krishna.
Dan keyakinan berarti kita tidak pernah meninggalkan menyanyikan nama Sri Krishna.
Under all circumstances, a devotee never gives up chanting Hare Krishna.
Jadi di bawah keadaan apapun, para penyembah tidak pernah meninggalkan pengucapan nama Sri Krishna.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes this point.
Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur menyatakan poin ini.
He says Haridas Thakur taught us this example.
Bahwa Haridas Thakur mengajarkan kepada kita teladan ini.
He says when Haridas Thakur was taken into prison,
ketika Haridas Thakur ditahan di penjara,
and he was asked, why is it you're chanting these names everywhere?
Dan ditanya, mengapa Anda menyanyikan, mengucapkan nama-nama ini, nama suci ini di mana-mana?
Why are you chanting these names? Why don't you chant other names?
Kenapa Anda mengucapkan nama-nama ini? Mengapa bukan nama yang lain?
Haridas Thakur says, you can cut my body to pieces, but I will never give up chanting Krishna's names.
Dan dijawab oleh Haridas Thakur, Anda bisa memotong-motong badan saya menjadi potongan-potongan, tapi saya tidak akan meninggalkan pengucapan nama Sri Krishna.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, this type of determination is required in devotional service.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur mengatakan bahwa ketabahan hati yang seperti inilah yang dibutuhkan dalam cinta bhakti rohani kepada Sri Krishna.
Take these names and don't ever stop chanting them.
Jadi terimalah nama suci ini dan jangan pernah berhenti mengucapkan nama suci Sri Krishna.
Simply have faith that these names will give me everything I need.
Cukup memiliki keyakinan bahwa
that these names will give me everything that I need.
Bahwa nama Sri Sri Krishna ini akan berikan apapun yang kita butuhkan.
So we're going to chant this bhajan.
Kita akan menyanyikan bhajan ini.
Which begins Gaurangira Tuti Pada.
Yang dimulai dengan Gaurangira Tuti Pada.
And as I said, I'm going to chant it with a melody that is very easy to follow.
Dan seperti telah saya katakan sebelumnya, akan dinyanyikan dengan nada yang mudah untuk diikuti.
Huh? Was it turned off?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Okay. Are you getting restless?
Apakah mulai gelisah?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Should I stop here?
Apakah cukup sampai di sini?
More what?
More apa?
Huh? What bhajan?
More lecture.
We have one more bhajan here.
Ada lagi satu bhajan sini.
It's a very nice bhajan.
Bhajan yang indah, yang bagus sekali.
Called Gaurapahu.
Judul Gaurapahu.
It is heavy. It is heavy.
Cukup berat.
This bhajan actually appears to be in a mood of lamentation.
Bhajan ini nampaknya dalam mood penyesalan dan mood kesedihan.
And actually, Srila Prabhupada explains that Narottam Das Thakur is expressing this lamentation for our benefit.
Dan Srila Prabhupada jelaskan bahwa Narottam Das Thakur mengungkapkan kesedihan penyesalan seperti ini untuk manfaat bagi kita.
Because it is spiritual lamentation.
Karena merupakan suatu kesedihan yang rohani.
It is not mundane lamentation.
Bukan kesedihan duniawi.
Mundane lamentation is when we're lamenting because of loss of something material.
Jadi kesedihan duniawi biasanya karena kita kehilangan sesuatu yang bersifat material.
Or we're lamenting because we haven't obtained something that we're very eager.
Atau kita bersedih karena kita belum juga mencapai sesuatu yang sangat kita inginkan.
Which is more like hankering.
Lebih pada suatu
hankering. It's like Krishna says, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kankshati Samaksaveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktin Labhate Param. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Person who's prasanatma, self-satisfied, na sochati, no hankering, no kankshati, no lamentation.
Jadi, Sri Krishna bersabda Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, seorang yang sudah menyesabakan dirinya, itu tidak merasakan suatu keinginan yang besar, ataupun suatu kesedihan.
But that is material hankering and lamentation.
Tetapi itu suatu kesedihan atau keinginan secara material.
Just like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is one very instructive story, very instructive pastime of Madhavendra Puri and his disciple Ramachandra Puri.
Dalam Chaitanya Charitamrita ada cerita yang sangat baik mengenai Madhavendra Puri dan muridnya Ramachandra Puri.
Madhavendra Puri is our acharya.
Madhavendra Puri adalah acharya kita.
He taught us the mood of madhurya rasa and love of Godhead.
Dia mengajarkan kepada kita mood madhurya rasa pada Tuhan Esa.
He was Mahabhagavata devotee of the Lord.
Dia adalah penyebab kita ini Mahabhagavata.
Always filled with thoughts of Krishna.
Selalu penuh memikirkan Sri Krishna.
And in his complete absorption in the mood of separation.
Dan beliau senantiasa kusuk dalam rasa perpisahan dari Sri Krishna.
And in the mood of Krishna's most confidential servants in Vrindavan.
Dalam mood pelayan-pelayan Sri Krishna yang intim, yang rahasia di Vrindavan.
He was experiencing this spiritual lamentation. O Krishna, where are you?
Beliau selalu merasakan kesedihan spiritual, berpikir bahwa, O Sri Krishna, di manakah dirimu?
Where have you gone?
Manakah kau telah pergi?
If I don't see you soon, I don't be able to live any longer.
Jika aku tidak melihat dirimu segera, aku tidak bisa melanjutkan hidup.
He was lamenting.
beliau bersedih.
The feelings of separation.
Dalam rasa kerinduan, rasa perpisahan.
And he had one disciple, Ramachandra Puri.
Dan beliau memiliki satu murid bernama Ramachandra Puri.
Then when he saw his spiritual master absorbed in these moods just prior to his leaving from this world.
Melihat guru rohaninya dalam mood seperti ini sebelum beliau meninggalkan dunia materi ini.
He said to his spiritual master, "Why are you lamenting?"
Dia mengatakan kepada guru rohaninya, "Mengapa Anda bersedih?
Why don't you just simply meditate on Brahman?
Kenapa tidak bermeditasi kepada Brahman?
And this way you'll be self-satisfied and will not lament."
Dengan cara demikian Anda akan puas dalam diri sendiri dan tidak bersedih.
He was instructing his spiritual master in this way because he couldn't understand spiritual lamentation.
Jadi guru ini memberi nasihat seperti ini kepada guru rohaninya karena dia tidak mampu mengerti kesedihan rohani.
And Madhavendra Puri said to his disciple Ramachandra Puri.
Madhavendra Puri mengatakan kepada muridnya Ramachandra Puri.
He said, "Get out of my sight." If I see your face in my presence, certainly I will not, at the time of giving up my life, certainly I will not achieve my desired destination.
Kalau saya melihat dirimu pada saat saya meninggalkan dunia ini, tentu saya tidak akan mencapai apa yang saya inginkan.
You got it? So he's very severely chastised from my time to boy.
Jadi ditegur dengan keras Ramachandra Puri.
Because Ramachandra Puri had this false conception of spiritual life.
Karena Ramachandra Puri memiliki konsepsi yang salah mengenai kehidupan spiritual.
He had no understanding, no conception of spiritual lamentation, which is a genuine spiritual emotion.
Jadi beliau tidak memiliki pemahaman mengenai kesedihan kerinduan rohani itu yang adalah suatu rasa yang
And spiritual lamentation is what is experienced by the topmost devotees of the Lord. Therefore, they teach by our example, by their example. And therefore, they teach us that we should also cultivate such spiritual lamentation.
Dan mengajarkan kepada kita bahwa kita juga harus mengembangkan rasa kesedihan rohani seperti ini.
And many of the songs of Narottam Das Thakur are in this mood.
Dan banyak sekali lagu dari Narottam Das Thakur di dalam mood seperti ini.
We should never think of them as mundane emotions.
Kita tidak pernah berpikir bahwa ini adalah emosi-emosi duniawi.
Mundane emotions are only perverted reflections of spiritual emotions.
Jadi emosi duniawi hanyalah bayangan terbalik dari emosi secara rohani.
And in this material world, everything is a perverted reflection of that which exists in the spiritual world.
Dan di dunia material ini apapun merupakan bayangan yang terbalik dari apa yang ada di dunia rohani.
We see emotions here. We should understand emotions exist in the spiritual world.
Kita melihat ada emosi di dunia material. Kita harus mengerti bahwa di dunia rohani juga ada emosi.
When the spiritual world is completely free of any material contamination.
Dan dunia rohani sepenuhnya terbebas dari pencemaran duniawi.
And it simply increases one's love for Krishna and enhances one's attachment to the Lord.
Jadi akan meningkatkan kita bakti kepada Sri Krishna dan meningkatkan keterikatan kepada Sri Krishna.
So Narottam Das Thakur is teaching us this in his song.
Dan Sri Narottam Das Thakur mengajar ini kepada kita melalui lagu beliau.
He's teaching us how we should be very careful to not neglect Lord Chaitanya's mercy.
Jadi beliau mengajar kepada kita untuk senantiasa berhati-hati, jangan pernah mengabaikan karunia Sri Chaitanya.
We should never think Lord our fallen condition is stronger than Lord Chaitanya's mercy.
Nah, kita tidak pernah berpikir bahwa keadaan kita yang jatuh ini lebih kuat daripada karunia Sri Chaitanya.
Oh, my fallen condition is much more powerful than Lord Chaitanya's mercy. We simply think of ourselves. One time a devotee even said to Srila
Prabhupada,
he said, "Oh, Prabhupada, I'm the most fallen." And Prabhupada could understand that the devotee wasn't feeling that way, he was saying it out of pride. He said, "You are the most nothing." So in the same way, we should be very careful. We should not think, "Oh, I'm so fallen." Lord Chaitanya's mercy is much more powerful than my fallen nature. So therefore, Narottam Das Thakur is teaching us in this prayer that we should be very careful to never neglect Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So here's the translation to this bhajan. He says, "I did not consider worshipping Lord Gauranga, but instead brought about my spiritual ruin by neglecting that treasure trove of pure love of God." I gave up the association of the saintly devotees to enjoy myself in the company of the ungodly. Therefore, I am bound up by the snare of karma. I am always drinking the dangerous poison of sense gratification. Thus, I can never absorb myself in the blissful nectar of chanting the glories of Lord Chaitanya. Why am I still living, and what happiness do I have? Narottam Das says, "Why have I not died long ago?" This is not only Narottam Das Thakur's lamentation. If I cannot come in touch with Lord Chaitanya and his associates, it would be better for me to die. So this is the spiritual lamentation. Says, I'm always drinking the dangerous poison of sense gratification. Elsewhere, Narottam Das Thakur says, "Karma kanda jnana kanda kevala vishera bandha." That this desire for karma, desire for jnana, they're like two stalks of poison. And Rupa Goswami says, "Bhukti mukti spriha yavat pisachi hiti vartate." The desire for bhukti, for sense enjoyment, and the desire for mukti, liberation, they're like two witches which haunt one like a ghost. As long as these two witches are in the heart, one will never be able to taste the bliss of devotional service to Krishna. So if we're not tasting bliss, unending bliss, it is because two witches are still there hunting us. But as we said, Lord Chaitanya is very merciful. Because even though we may not experience never-ending bliss, Lord Chaitanya is so kind that he gives us the taste, a little taste, even though we don't deserve it. That is his kindness. That is his magnanimity. We don't deserve anything. Devotee never thinks, I deserve, what do I deserve? I don't deserve anything, he thinks. I deserve to go to hell for millions of births for my sinful activities. I deserve to be punished for all my sinful desires. What do I deserve? Devotee never thinks he deserves anything. Except the results of his past sinful activities. But because a devotee thinks in this way, and because Lord Chaitanya came to deliver the most fallen, his mercy is available to those who think themselves the most fallen. His mercy is available. What is that mercy? He says, here, just take, taste. Acharyas give the example. He uses this example for the example of Nityananda. He says that just like sometimes when there's a new product on the market, like this is very popular in many other places. I've seen it before. I don't know if it's popular here. But when there's a new product on the market and they want to make it very popular, they make free samples. And they send people out into the street corners with a big case in front of them, and they hand out free samples to people. Here, take this, take this. So, it's a free sample. But they want that you'll come back and buy the bigger container. So he says that also, like Lord Nityananda and the representatives of Lord Nityananda, they are handing out free samples. Here's a free sample, just a little taste. Just take a little taste, see if it tastes good. And then if you don't want to take it, then Lord Nityananda is so merciful that he cries with tears in his eyes, please, take it. Take it. He falls on the ground with tears. Please take. That's all I ask. Just take it. When people see this method of distribution, they get a free sample. It's not just the holy name, but the free sample is the method of distributing the holy name as well. And when you get that free sample and you get a little taste and you think, this is good. Oh, and you come back to the person, give me some more of those free samples.
akan datang kembali pada orang yang menyebarkan mengatakan dan kemudian mengatakan
and person,
berikan saya sampel gratis itu lebih banyak.
And there's always a little sign that says one per person.
Biasanya akan selalu ada tanda bahwa sampel gratis ini hanya satu per orang.
Right? There's only one per person. Because you have to come back and then you have to buy the big container. But we already said what you need to buy it with. You just buy it with a little faith. So you got a free sample and now you can come back and buy it.
Jadi sudah pertama mendapat sampel gratis, sekarang bisa kembali untuk membeli.
Because Lord Nityananda said, okay, here, I'll give you your currency, now come back and buy this.
Dan Sri Nityananda mengatakan, baiklah ini, aku berikan mata uangnya dan kembalilah di sini untuk membeli.
So Lord Chaitanya and his representatives are very merciful that they give the taste, little taste.
Jadi Sri Chaitanya dan mereka beliau begitu berkarunia sehingga beliau
and then once having that taste, then we think, oh, I want to taste, I want more of it. And then, of course, we find out if we want more of it, that we have to increase our faith. But because we got the taste first, instead of saying, oh, you surrender, then I'll give you some taste. Here, it's free. Taste it. Taste it. You like it? Take it. Taste it. That's what Lord Chaitanya does. Take. Just take. Taste it. Do you like it? Come back for some more. So, Narottam Das Thakur is therefore saying, because I'm always drinking the poison of sense gratification, I can't taste the nectar of chanting Krishna's name.
Karena aku selalu minum racun dari minum duniawi, sehingga aku tidak bisa merasakan.
So he's lamenting that I have to try to give up the sense gratification. And Narottam Das Thakur says, Ah kabai nitai chande karuna vase. What is it? Samsara basna mori kabai tuchi habi. He said, when will that day be mine? When my taste for sense gratification will diminish. By having achieved the mercy of Lord Nityananda. When will that day be mine when I'll get Lord Nityananda's mercy? So that my desire for sense gratification will become insignificant. This is lamentation. Spiritual lamentation. When will my desire for sense gratification become insignificant? Is how Narottam Das Thakur is teaching us lamentation. That's a genuine spiritual lamentation. We should learn to think like that. And when we learn to think like that, even though we feel unqualified, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they'll help us. Paramakua karuna pahudui jana nitta gora chanda. Saba avatar sarosiromani. Kevala ananda kanda. Worship the two lords, Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya.
Yeah.
lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are so merciful. Because they've come to give us a joyful process. This process is simply joyful. This is austerity. This is self-realization. Such a joyful process to become purified. We think, oh, it's very painful. But Krishna makes it easy. I had the experience just a few days ago. But if I tell this story, I'm afraid it will go too late and we won't be able to chant the bhajan. Artik is at 7? Artik is at 7? Yes. There's a story about my disciple who left her body just a few days ago in Mayapur. The essence is that she had cancer. And although she tried to take some treatment, she could understand it wasn't working. And she was actually, whenever she would speak to me, she had only two topics she wanted to talk about. She said that, she asked, how can she increase her attachment to the Holy Name? She asked. And then her only complaint was one complaint. I don't have enough attachment to the Holy Name. And she would be like this with many people. Many people spoke about it after her departure. But she had one anxiety. And the anxiety was, is that how will I think of Krishna if I have to experience so much pain? Because she knew it was going to be very painful. Therefore, King Kulashekar, he prays, Krishna tvadiya para pankaja pancharat adhavi vishitune manasaraja hangsat. He says, let the swan of my mind sink down to the stem of the lotus feet of your lordship and become entangled in its network. Otherwise, at the time of death, when my throat is choked up with cough, how will it be possible to think of you?
Karena jika tidak demikian, pada saatnya yang badan ini, saat di mana tenggorokan ini akan tercekik oleh berbagai lendir, itu bagaimana kita bagaimanakah bisa tetap berpikir tentang Sri Krishna?
So she told her husband that she was anxiety about having to experience this pain.
Jadi makanya ini memberitahu pada suaminya bahwa dia cemas bagaimana saat nanti akan merasakan sakit yang keras itu.
But I was with her before she passed. No pain. Devotees were roaring kirtan. Just devotees, everyone was crowding into the room, big kirtan, helping her pass Krishna consciousness.
Ramai-ramai masuk ke dalam ruangan dan kirtan untuk membantu Mataji.
All obstacles removed.
Semua halangan-halangan itu telah dihilangkan.
Krishna says, "Ananyas cintayato mam yejanat payupashante." He says, "Whatever you lack, I will carry for you. Whatever you have, I will preserve for you."
Dan Krishna bersabda bahwa apapun yang dibutuhkan oleh Sri Penyebab Sri Krishna akan bawakan, dan apapun yang dimiliki oleh Sri Penyebab Sri Krishna akan menjaganya.
So Krishna will help us.
Jadi Sri Krishna akan bantu kita.
We have to have that faith.
Kita harus memiliki keyakinan itu.
So our teak starts at 7, so I we don't have time to chant this bhajan.
Sorry,
forgive me.
It's
been a very nice bhajan, Gora Pahu. Which is Narottam Das Thakur's spiritual lamentation. But I've noticed that you all have translations, is that true? And I've also noticed that you all have Prabhupada's commentary. I beg you, please read it. I beg you. Please read Prabhupada's commentary. You won't regret it. I promise you. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.